The Book of Job gives neither the author nor the date of its composition. It is part of Old Testament wisdom literature, like Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. This great dramatic poem is the first of the five poetical books of the Bible. The prologue and epilogue are in prose, while the central part, the dialogue, is poetry. The story takes place in a patriarchal setting at an unknown date. It deals with the profound and perplexing matter of the suffering of righteous people, as seen in the experiences of a man called Job. He lived in the land of Uz, a country to the east of Palestine near the desert, probably in northern Arabia or perhaps Edom. At the beginning of the book, Job was very wealthy. He owned large flocks of sheep and numerous herds of cattle, as well as hundreds of camels and donkeys. He had a great number of servants and a family of 7 sons and 3 daughters. Job was an upright man. He feared God and avoided evil. His wealth and reputation as a wise leader made him the greatest man among all the people of the East. He honored God, took care of his family, and showed kindness to others. He and his children were blessed and contented. His sons and daughters used to take turns inviting each other to a feast, but these celebrations were always followed by sacrifices and purification, as Job feared that some sin might have been committed by them. One day, the quiet life of this good and righteous man was struck by a series of catastrophes. God allowed Satan to test Job's faith. In a single day, the patriarch lost all he had. His oxen and donkeys were carried off by the Sabaeans. Lightning fell on his flocks, killing the sheep and the shepherds. Chaldean raiding parties swept down on the camels and put all the servants to the sword. And Job's children died when a great windstorm swept in from the desert and the house where they were gathered collapsed. Prior to these tragic events, Satan had challenged God, saying, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not put a hedge around him and everything he has? You have greatly blessed the man. But stretch out your hand and strike all his possessions, and he will surely curse you." So God allowed Satan to test him, but Job did not lose his faith. "Naked I came from my mother's womb," he said, "and naked I shall depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. Satan defied God again. The Lord said, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, even though I permitted you to destroy all he owned without any reason." "Skin for skin," Satan replied. "A man will give all he has for his own life. Strike his flesh and his bones, and he will curse you." Once again, God permitted Satan to put Job to the test, but his life was to be spared. The patriarch was afflicted with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. He sat among the ashes and scraped himself with a piece of broken pottery. In the face of so much misfortune, Job's wife said to him, "Why remain faithful and upright? Curse God and die." She felt that death would be better than this unbearable suffering. Her husband replied, "You speak like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" He refused to blame the Lord or sin in anything he said, and his wife turned against him. The news of Job's misfortunes came to 3 of his friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. These men lived far away, but when they heard about all the troubles that had come upon Job, they set out from their homes and met together by agreement to go and comfort him. When they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him. The wealthy, influential man they had known had become a poor wretch sitting in the dust. The 3 friends began to weep aloud. They tore their clothes in mourning, sprinkled dust on their heads, and sat on the ground in silence for 7 days and 7 nights. No one dared say a word, because they saw how great his suffering was. Then Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. "May the day I was born perish," he said. "Why did I not die as I came from my mother's womb? Why is light given to those in misery, and life to the bitter of soul?" What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened. Then his friends began to consider his plight, to encourage him. But instead of comforting Job, they plunged him even more into grief and misery. Next episode, the friends' arguments.